Oscar Rodriguez Maradiaga from Honduras is the president of Caritas Internationalis, the Catholic Church's umbrella humanitarian organization. In this reflection for the Christmas season, he looks back at some of the key events of the past 12 months as he tells us more about Caritas' mission to transform the lives of the poor and suffering.
2009 has been a year of moving stories as people sought something better for their families and communities against a backdrop of poverty, hardship, and conflict. Our hopes for a peace were dashed before the year began with conflicts raging in Gaza, Congo, and Sri Lanka. In Gaza, a young teenage girl called Aya spoke about how her father had died in her arms after a bomb hit their home. His last words were about how blessed he was to have shared the love of his family. We heard stories about the effects of violence against women, like that of Lakisha from the Democratic Republic of Congo, who had found sanctuary and a sense of worth in a Caritas clinic after being repeatedly raped, along with her daughter, by soldiers. In Sri Lanka, baby S was born with a piece of shrapnel in her leg after her mother had been wounded in the tummy in a bomb attack. The beautiful baby is a telling symbol of the blind brutality of war. We heard their stories, and we also lived through the suffering ourselves. Caritas stuck by the people in Sri Lanka's war zone to the end. How could we leave them? Staff said. We are their light, showing that a better reality is possible. One member of staff was killed, and the local director lost his limbs in an attack. Caritas was also at the heart of the response to earthquake and tsunami victims in Indonesia and the Pacific Islands of Samoa and Tonga. Pope Benedict XVI offered a fresh vision in his new encyclical Caritas in Veritate of economics, politics, and society based on our shared duty to care for humanity and the environment. Once more, extreme weather caused suffering to the poorest. This year in West and East Africa, Taiwan, the Philippines, Vietnam, and Cambodia. The answer to the crisis lies in a revived sense of solidarity and a realization that we all have a duty to work towards the common good and a responsibility to be stewards of God's creation. Caritas is about transforming lives, both of the poor to whom we lend a hand and of the people who work, volunteer, or generously support our mission for social justice. For us, Caritas is a sign of the love of God for all humanity. Caritas gives witness to God's love among us, a love for all people and especially for the poorest. Let's look forward to 2010, empowered by this love, a love that we see reflected every day in the small moments of human beauty that conquer the suffering and bring light to the world. May the Christ child bring joy to you all this Christmas and accompany us throughout the new year.
Now let's hear another reflection on the same theme from Chris Bain, the director of CAFORD, the UK branch of Caritas.
I have sent all my Christmas cards this year as an email. This is primarily to cut down on my carbon footprint, but it also allows me to donate the costs I'll save to a charity that helps homeless people at Christmas. My electronic Christmas card will have a picture of a mother and child, which I took on a recent visit to Ethiopia. For me, no other image will do, because the smiling, loving mother holding her happy baby, more than any other picture, carries the hope of Advent and Christmastide. Benjamin, who is the boy featured in my photograph, As an Ethiopian from the slums of Addis Ababa, he's already one of the poorest people on earth. But like a billion others in his situation, he's been hit by a triple blow in the last 18 months. Rising food and fuel prices, the impact of climate change, and the effects of global recession. Stories from partners within the Caritas network are sobering. James Galgallo, who works for the Marsabit Diocese in northern Kenya, tells of a conversation with a local farmer just after drought had claimed his last cow. The farmer didn't know what climate change was, but he knows the weather is getting hotter, and his village is now surrounded by sand dunes, not grass. He knows his sons have gone to Nairobi to swell the slums there and find non-existent work. He will experience this Christmas without his family and living on food handouts for the first time in his life. If righteous anger sometimes has its place, the Christmas message shows us it's not where our hope comes from. Our hope comes from the love of God, who gave us the greatest gift imaginable, the gift of his Son, the baby Jesus. This theme of God's love for every human person, especially the very poorest and most vulnerable, was a central message in Pope Benedict's encyclical this year, Caritas in Veritate. Released on the eve of the G8 meeting in Italy, Pope Benedict condemned the control over the world economy by industrial nations driven only by private interests and the logic of power. Pope Benedict writes with a strong ecological awareness. He says it is our moral responsibility to protect the environment. So whatever the lasting outcome of the Copenhagen Climate Summit, our hope for the coming year must be that world leaders follow the Holy Father's lead and put poor people first.
That was Chris Bain, director of CAFORD, and earlier you heard the voice of Cardinal Rodriguez Maradiaga, president of Caritas Internationalis.